My mom went into labor Thanksgiving morning, 1950, at 5:30 a.m. And my dad packed up the car. It was then, you guys my age will know this, a Studebaker. I say this to the young people. They don't know what a Studebaker was. And drove her to the hospital. There was a hospital in Manhattan. They lived in Brooklyn. 29th and 7th, the location you'll see for a minute is important, named French Hospital. It was run by a French order of nuns. Why a French order of nuns was running a hospital in the middle of Manhattan, I don't know, but they were. So he drives her up there, and they get there about 7:30, 8 o'clock. He gets all her stuff up there. And then in the old days, as many of you know, the young people won't, wasn't all this touchy-feely spouse in the birth room and all that. They sent the men downstairs to a little room to smoke cigars, pace the floor, and wait for the blessed event. And, of course, in those days, they couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl until it came out. Okay. But my dad's sort of a free spirit. He's at 29th and 7th. He realizes five blocks away is Macy's. So he says, I'm going to go watch the parade. So he wanders outside, goes watches the parade till about 12:30, and happens to bump into a friend of his when they decide after the parade's over to go into a local pub and celebrate the blessed event. So P.S., I was born at 11 a.m. My father showed up at 4 p.m., and that was the first fight my mom and dad had over me. But it has a happy ending because, praise God, he's 94, she's 89. They celebrated their 68th birthday, and we're going to drive them up to my brother's house where they can be with all their children, grandchildren, cousins, nieces, nephews on Thanksgiving Day. So that's my little happy Thanksgiving story. And I hope you all have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving with your families, with a lot of turkey and stuffing and everything else.